Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Frances McCormack, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe, and thank you for taking my call.
I won't put in your full... I know your air code. Cause
yeah, but, you know my air code.
Shoot.
So does everybody else, yeah. Joe.
It's N flash 1 flash 8 flash 5, so people can't...
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the problem?
The problem is that since the air codes came out,
right,
we have been getting parcels, just a few in the beginning, and mm-hmm. being a charitable neighbour, I decided that, you know, nice, delivered to the house.
Oh, you've been getting parcels that are not for you?
Oh, none of them are for me.
Oh, not?
Okay. 14 houses. 14 families.
All their parcels go to your house?
Yes.
Why?
Well, we don't know. That's what we're trying to find out. Every delivery guy who comes mm-hmm. has a sat nav, yeah. and he has a parcel in his hand. If yeah. I happen to reach him before he leaves the house, and our house is on his sat nav.
But,
so,
but does your house match the address on the parcel?
No, nor the name.
Nor the name, obviously. But it matches the air code.
Nor the air code. Sometimes they leave parcels that has another air code. But obviously when he puts in their name, we seem to be pinpointed on Google Maps.
Okay. Now, you haven't got a sign in the garden saying I've won Neighbour of the Year for the last 10 years. I'd like to win it again this year. Please have all your parcels delivered to my house. And I'll...
No, I don't. Now, I do think in the day that's in it, Joe, it's a very minor problem.
No, it's a rich tapestry. It's a rich tapestry. And what's the biggest number of parcels you've got that have been misdelivered to you in one day?
About 6.
Small or big?
All sizes and all different names. And they're also leaving parcels when we're not here. Now, they don't come to the door anymore because I understood used to have to sign for parcels.
Yeah.
But they've stopped doing that. They just now I run like the hammers when I hear a thump at the door at all.
And you're scarpering out to try and catch them because you know it's not for you.
Yes. Yes, okay. Most of the time, all of the time.
And you weren't, it's a dreadful question to ask, even to think of it. I wash my mouth out with soapy water. Frances, you weren't tempted to open any of the parcels?
No, never.
And does this mean, I don't know, are your neighbours, are you all clustered together or do you have to get in your car and deliver the parcels?
Well, we'd have to get into the car now. In the beginning, as I say, I was very neighbourly. But I'm not anymore, Joe.
And you know,
this is no reflection on my neighbours.
I know, you're great neighbours. Are you great neighbours?
Mm-hmm.
And is it one courier company?
No, it's all. It's even regular cars. I've got oil. Yeah. An oil delivery came. I've got flowers. I've got food.
Yes.
I've got... there's a few businesses in the area where maybe 5 cars in a day will come looking for this particular house.
That's bizarre.
It's just driving us mad. And we have challenged, we have got in touch with Google because the air code people say that it's a Google problem.
Okay.
And we have contacted them by email, but there's been no replies.
There probably is replies. We've probably gone to a different house. Do your neighbours get any parcels for you?
No, not that I know of. No, not that I know of.
Okay.
No.
And what you say, you got a delivery of oil, but you didn't just... You had to turn them away, obviously.
I was tempted to take it, but I was also tempted to keep the parcels. Now, you know, just nothing against the neighbours, but just keep them to see what happens. But then I think what might happen is the neighbours would complain that they didn't receive it and they might send them again.
But that means you could get one and give one to the neighbour.
Yeah, it's just strange. Now, I have to say the neighbours are very sympathetic, okay. They really are.
And can you ring the neighbours and say, listen, it's your door would be beaten down at this stage between deliveries and neighbours coming...
I can't ring the neighbours because I don't know all of them. You see, it's within a kilometre radius. Like, there's people I don't even know. There's people I actually wouldn't know, you know, that in the area that the parcels are coming for.
And when you say it to the couriers...
Well, with respect, some of them don't have a really good English. Mm-hmm. So I'm finding it difficult because they hold their sat-nav out to me and our house is on it.
Yeah, they just say this is
so where... They just look and I have said... Now, we have been tempted to put a notice on our door to say, this is McCormick's house, please do not deliver. But I find it difficult that they would leave.
You did put that notice on your hall door.
Hmm?
You put that notice on your hall door.
We haven't done it yet, but that was our last resort after you today.
Yeah.
How
do you get a behemoth like Google to turn around and change their mapping?
Well, see, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know. I was at the point where I just don't know what to do. As I say, my family are very sympathetic. They have sent emails to them. But there's just been no reply. Somebody just said one day, you'll be lucky if you hear back from them, which I find.
I know everyone, the deliveries, people love seeing the on post vans and the DPD vans and the Fastway vans and whatever. At the minute, some of them working on post are working 6 days a week. I think some of them are working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm,
and the number of online purchases has gone up dramatically. But was this happening to you, BC, before COVID?
Before COVID, not as bad. But since COVID, unbelievable.
Out of control.
Every day. And you know what's happening?
And
too,
where do you put all the parcels? Just sit them in your porch?
Well, no, we just leave them at the door. And if they're neighbours that I know, I ring them and they come and collect. Because we're in Ian and I are both not allowed out, only to exercise.
Okay. Of course, you don't want to be meeting people. Yeah, sorry, that's a very important thing.
Yeah. And so we're very particular. I mean, I have five lovely grandchildren that I can't get to see. One of them's a new baby now. We did get to see in through the window. And they're listening today, actually, and I'm missing them terribly.
Yeah, you have a lovely accent, by the way. It's not from... I know Mullingar accent, lovely, but it's not Mullingar, is it?
Well, I'm here 35 years. I'm from a little village in County Derry called Balahi.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I'd love to say hello to my 97-year-old mum at the minute, Katie Glacken.
Yeah. Well, Balahi is Seamus Heaney country, isn't
That's
it?
Right. He was a neighbour of mine.
Oh, look, I can hear it in your the accent.
I knew him well.
Beautiful, his voice. Yeah. Balahi, who do you want to say hello to?
I want to say hello to my 97-year-old mum.
Oh, fantastic.
She is listening in. She listens to your programme. And Anne, my sister's with her caring for her at the minute.
Great.
And she's very well.
When have you seen her last, Frances?
I haven't seen her since... I think I was up with her in February. She was very ill, actually, and we were all doing our turns with us. But she's brilliant.
Okay. And did you grow up with Seamus? No, I think you sound younger. Obviously, Seamus died, but did you grow up around the time of Seamus? I know
he's
a fantastic...
Well, he would have been a little older than me.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But we knew him. His dad and my dad would have been pig dealers.
Oh, wow.
So they would have had a lot in common. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lovely family.
Oh, I've met a few of the... I had the pleasure of meeting Seamus once, but I was completely starstruck. I couldn't even
open.
I couldn't even open my mouth. And I've met Mary, his wife, his widow, a number
That's
of occasions.
Right.
Socially,
mm-hmm.
And a gorgeous woman. And I've met, that's my point, I've met a number of Seamus Heaney's brothers at an event, and they were...
Yeah, well, they're just neighbours of ours. They're just about two fields as a crow flies.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, and how did you end up in Mullingar?
My husband got a job in a tennis ball factory here.
A what factory? Tennis ball?
Yes, there used to be a tennis ball factory in Mullingar.
No.
Called Penn.
Penn, oh yeah, P-E-N-N, that's a brand.
That's right, and my husband was the engineer there, and we moved with our four children, lock, stock and barrel, in 1981.
Well done, God. And is the tennis ball factory still there?
Oh no, it's long gone.
It's long gone, okay.
They went to good old China.
Surprise.
But we love Mullingar. Mullingar is a great town.
Great location, great town, great atmosphere.
Time.
Okay, this is a plea. Has anyone out there managed to get anything on Google Maps changed? If so, hang on, here's another chat. Tony Butler, Tony, quickly, what happened? Where are you?
I'm in Glasnevin, Joe. Hampstead Avenue, Glasnevin,
And where do Google think you are?
They think I'm in Whitehall, Joe.
And what does that mean?
It confuses bin men and stuff. I had to give a Whitehall address or they wouldn't collect me bins because they didn't know where I was.
So you give out... you're living on an avenue in Glasnevin.
That's been in it, Joe, since about 1760, I think.
1760. But when I put your address into Google Maps,
you'll probably get Whitehall.
Okay. But where will it send me?
I don't know, Joe, to be honest with you. If you put in the Glasnevin address, I don't know where you'll send you. Now, on Post and all are fine, but some of the private delivery companies and the bin companies seem to get a bit decide where Whitehall, basically, you know? So,
I don't know how to... yeah, okay. So I put your address into Google Maps, but I end up in Whitehall, not Glasnevin.
Yeah, but if you put in my air code, I'm not sure what comes up. Does it actually come up as Glasnevin?
Okay. And do parcels get to you, Tony?
If it's on post, no problem whatsoever. But then I know the postman, and the postman knows the area. You know what I mean, yeah. Joe? So I don't know whether it's local knowledge.
But do you think stuff has gone missing?
Well, I'm waiting for delivery for the last 2 weeks. Now, it's not very important, but it's been going back and forth on the Kensington. Between the company that sent us.
Okay, stay with us both, you, Francis. And the Francis is the theme of today's programme. Francis is getting cards, letters and parcels from people she doesn't even know. She's the Rhinestone Cowboy.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. Every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna shining on me like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over.
That's for you, Francis. Tony is still there. Francis is still there. Francis is trying to find out how could you get Google Maps changed to stop all those parcels arriving.
I'm pretty much the same, Joe. Okay. I actually emailed Google and all that, but I got no response, you know.
Okay, stay there. We'll try and see.
Joe, can I just come in here to say that Anne Post, we have no problem with the post at all.
See, isn't that interesting?
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's been excellent. In fact, the postmen are great at the minute. They're
brilliant.
We put our letters through the door with the stamps on and they take them.
One of the most essential services ever.
Here, Joe, okay. Yeah.
Stay
here,
there, Tony. Stay there, Francis. 51551, watch hands.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Tony and Francis have the same problem. They're a different problem, but the same source, we think, is Google Maps. Francis, do you reckon that if how many addresses do you reckon when I put in to my Google Maps will send me to your house? Do you follow me?
Oh, well, 14. We're 14 different addresses. So, that are coming to us.
So
and you know what they're doing too, Joe? When we're away on holidays, parcels are coming and they're leaving a note through the letterbox to say there's parcel in your coal bunker.
Yeah.
And we come home and lift the coal bunker and the parcel's not for us.
And the green bin. The green bin. Tony, your address, is there a road in Glasnevin the same, in Whitehall, the same name as... No.
It's pretty much, Joe, you probably know the area. I mean, it's quite close to Hampstead Private Hospital, you know, and which is an old building, has been there since to a couple of hundred years, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been Glasnevin going back to the old census reports and everything. So sometime they decided anyway we were Whitehall. And there doesn't seem to be any way of contacting them to amend these things, you know. Now, it's a minor problem compared to Francis. I don't get anyone's parcels or anything, but it is annoying that you live in a house for 35 years and suddenly you find you're in a different area. You know?
Okay. Okay. Well, it's a bizarre problem, an absolute bizarre problem.
Yeah. I'm sure now, Joe, I don't think it's just my house. I think the whole avenue has suddenly been transplanted to white.
It's by like location, What's your favourite Seamus Heaney poem, Frances?
I like a lot of them, actually. Yeah, I like a lot of his poems. I actually have some of his books in the house. And it's, we feel very close to him. I mean, he was a wonderful person.
I love that poem, Digging.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that because it's about his dad, his father.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of your father and his father and knowing each other. What you said, you were both pig dealers.
They were pig dealers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, they had a great camaraderie. That's really fantastic.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Frances.
Lovely talking to you, Joe. Joe, can I just take this opportunity to thank the frontline workers?
Yeah, well said,
They do a fabulous job.
What's the Seamus, the clean rasping sound and sinks to my father digging. I look down to the straining rump among the flower beds and he bends low and he comes up 20 years away.
No, I am not.
I just love him. Okay, Frances, good to meet him. All good. Frances, wherever you are, you're living in 14 houses in Mullingar at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Butler, thank you.
I was collecting rent for them all. Can I say hello to my book club members?
Oh, yeah, you might as well, Frances. It's nearly 4 o'clock already. Go ahead.
Hello to my book club members.
Yes.
We can't meet at the minute, but we...
And what book are you doing at the minute?
Well,
quickly.
We're doing The Thousand Moons, I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Little Fires,
which is coming out of a TV series, isn't it?
I cheat a little bit, you know, because maybe they're not all listening. I read the synopsis and...
A Thousand Moons, that's the new Sebastian Barry one.
That's right.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah, we read that.
Okay. God bless you, Frances. I'm way over time. Apologies to Ray Darcy. Blame Fergus Sweeney, who's producing.